Sure you still have some left?
Yeah. I have to make sure it's on, you know. All right, let's see. What's an unlicensed alcohol drink called?
Moonshine.
Okay. What's something baked that you bring to a party as a main dish?
Baked?
Mm-hmm. And you bake it in something about this big.
Oh, bake.
Bake, yeah.
Yeah. Casserole?
Mm-hmm. When you cook meat outside, do you refer to that as a barbecue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or broil. Broiled steaks.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Or, but hamburgers, you...
But if somebody says, what if somebody invited you to a barbecue in El Paso? What would you expect to eat?
Well, I would prefer to have smoked meat. In other words, barbecue, I think, is an abused term. That people call barbecue because they put a sauce, smoke sauce on it, and mm-hmm. that's barbecue. But the real barbecue is really thoroughly smoked.
Mm-hmm.
I love the outside of a good barbecue, smoked barbecue thing. I just like the smoke flavor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was really surprised in Georgia. I was invited to a barbecue, and I thought I was going to get hamburgers.
What did you get?
But I got pork instead, and it was very good.
Oh, yeah.
Pork barbecue. But they can't understand how we barbecue beef in Texas.
Is that right?
Yeah, they say, isn't it too tough?
Well, you can get decent cattle? No.
Yeah, I guess we have better cattle in Texas.
You know, speaking of barbecue, and we were talking about kid and what have you,
mm-hmm.
and they call it cabrito, which is the word for goat in Spanish is cabra.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, we'd been down to these, we'd flown to our visit our friends and ranchers in well, not San Saba, but right south of El Dorado, Texas. And so anyway, he said, well, we have some barbecued kid.
Mm-hmm.
And which to them was barbecued goat. And our kid. But the Mexicans use the word cabra for goat. So anyway, when we got back, Irene was telling our maid that we'd stopped there and we had this wonderful, delicioso carne, carne de cabrón. Well, cabrón is a very bad term in Mexico, that they when you call somebody a cabrón, you maybe better be prepared to fight because mm-hmm. it's mm-hmm. ugly. But at any rate,
do you know what it means exactly?
Yeah, it is a disparaging term because, and I don't know this to be an absolute fact, but I think it's probably true that cabra, an old goat, is not particular who he mates with, whether it's his mother, his sister, or anything like that.
Ah.
And therefore, that's a very disparaging term there, that you call him an old cabron. You
You're sort of an
mean?
Incestuous old
and,
goat.
Yeah, well, incest was the word I was trying to think of there. But so it is an ugly term.
Uh-huh.
And so anyway, would you like another Coke? I have some more.
Oh, okay.
Why not?
Yeah.
Back to the, I remember when she told the maid this.